is not good for man to be alone. These words from Genesis represent some of the most important words from the Bible. Around them, so much of the scriptures emerge and evolve. For the core identity of our human nature is that we are not meant to be alone. These words, of course, from Genesis relates the story beginning with Adam and Eve and the long narrative of Revelation, the story of how God created the first humans, how they succumbed to the temptations of evil, and then the establishment of God's covenant of relationship, first with Noah, then with Abraham, then with Moses and the ancient Hebrews, and the long Jewish history that eventually led to the creation of the new covenant in the person in our relationship with Jesus the Christ. But the first chapter of this long story of God as creator and God's covenant of love is that man and woman, human beings, are not meant to be alone. And yet, so many of us feel alone. Loneliness is one of the features of our contemporary existence. Despite our well-wired world, which connects us to so many people in so many ways, and at times, despite our being with family and friends and colleagues, we at times may nevertheless feel disconnected, alone, alienated, lonely. Now, I'd like to make a distinction between solitude and loneliness. Solitude is being alone, but having a sense of presence, of meaning in that singular dynamic. But loneliness, we can be with a crowd and feel lonely. We can be in solitude, but feel support and comforted. An important distinction. But we live in an area in which communication seems simpler than times of the past. In essence, a coworker is one email away. A friend is one text away, and a loved one is one video chat away. Although communication may be easier and faster, connection with others may still be complicated. Therefore, despite the reputation for practical societal advancement, our technologically advanced time is also being linked to what psychologists call a loneliness epidemic. For example, in one survey, one in four Americans shared that they rarely feel understood, and one in five people believe they rarely or never feel not close to people. But loneliness isn't a fleeting feeling, leaving us sad for a few hours to a few days. Research suggests that for many people, loneliness is more like a chronic ache, affecting our daily lives and sense of well-being. On the other hand, religion, and by that I mean healthy religion, not the religion of me, myself, and God, but healthy religion from the time of Genesis and our Jewish ancestors has been one way to confront loneliness. And the reading suggests that faith helps us. Notice how today's first reading continues. So the Lord God formed out of the ground various wild animals and various birds of the air. And God brought them to the man to see what he would call them. Notice, the story has God reaching out to that story of human nature and bringing the human nature a relationship. Not just with animals, but another human being, an encounter, one human being to the other. Adam with Eve. God brought, therefore, possibilities to their first human, to fellow creatures, to name, and to relation. Eventually, these animals were not adequate. He could name them, but could not converse with them. Does it not suggest that our human nature with fellow human beings is really about communicating meaningfully? Underneath this story, therefore, is relationship, meaningful relationship. It is almost as if the story seeks to address something to the core of our human nature. Namely, rather than feel alone and abandoned, God provides a response and meaningful encounters through another human being. We see a similar response in the second reading. He who consecrates and those who are being consecrated all have one origin. Our origin is consecrated in relationship. In the gospel about how to deal with divorce and its many complications may said to be at its origin the issue of preserving relationship. Of course, marriage and divorce is more than just preventing loneliness and preserving relationships, but seen in the context of God wanting us not to be alone, it offers a deeper and wider vision of what it means to be human. So how do we deal with those times when we feel lonely, alienated, or cut off from meaningful relationships? Some strategies by psychologists: do something, anything, move the body, move the mind, bond with a pet, an animal, have realistic standards of ourself and relationship. Think beyond ourselves, just don't think within, but go beyond. Reach out to a lonely person, visit the sick or those who feel alone. Call a person, don't just text or post, and explore your faith. Yes, this is listed psychologically as an important way to deal with loneliness. One of the central dimensions of our Catholic religion is to offer possibilities for encountering one another, for meaningful meetings. Here at Holy Trinity, I have been amazed and indeed experienced awe at the many ways women, men, and children encounter one another meaningfully. A few years ago, when we did our parish assessment review, we uncovered more than 100 programs here at Holy Trinity and found that people encounter one another through worship and liturgy, through social justice, through Ignatian spirituality, through child, adolescent, and adult religious education, and through the many activities of parish life. And these are ways of encountering one another. By encountering, I mean face to face. And we experienced recently in the many listening sessions around the current crisis in our church, literally hundreds of parishioners have come together for meaningful conversation. And as you will hear in the announcements or read in today's bulletin, we are having a parish forum on Sunday afternoon, November 4th, to meet and discuss together the next steps that we feel called to in facing this crisis. Notice, we come together as a community of faith, healthy religious discussion. But amidst all this ways of our parish and our faith, we can come together as ways to cope with alienation, loneliness. The central way we encounter one another is through the Eucharist. For each time we come to church, we are offered the grace to encounter not just one another, but to encounter our God. Our God in the Eucharist, the presence of our Christ, who's our relationship with our, brings us more deeply into our relationship with our Creator, who from our very first breath to our last offers an invitation for relationship, a meaningful way of dealing with our humanity. While we may face at times loneliness and alienation, even when we are alone, and perhaps especially in moments of solitude and prayer, we are offered the invitation to believe and at times to feel God's comforting presence in relationship. And yet, we can't do it alone. We need one another to support this faith, this relationship. To support, if you will, the story that God indeed is present. Our word and sacrament this day and every day offers these opportunities to face moments of life's loneliness so as to energize encounters with and for one another. Encounters made especially meaningful in our faith stance in Christ Jesus, who we encounter in our Eucharist. So my brothers and sisters, then, in relationship, let us pray that at times of loneliness and alienation, we may serve one another as ways to encounter, to relate to our God. And in our relationship with God, we have the sense of meaning and purpose in our life, knowing that through our God, there is ultimately a story of hope, a story of relationship, a story of love.